Eclectic might be a good word to describe the work of Indian-American musician Sheila Bringi. She weaves together a lot of influences on her debut album, Incantations. Bringi is based in Los Angeles, but she was in New York recently, which is where Bruce Wallace caught up with her.
About 50 people braved a dreary, cold midwinter Manhattan evening recently, gathering in the front room of a Hare Krishna center to listen to a quick set by Sheila Bringi and DJ Drez. Bringi alternated between singing and playing the traditional Indian harmonium keyboard and bansuri flute. DJ Drez drops in drones and a rhythm that soon reveals itself as a chopped-up version of Buffalo Springfield's 1960s hit, For What It's Worth. Not a typical Indian classical song, but then Bringi likes to mix things up.
If I'm playing with somebody, okay, I'm playing this and this is my musical voice, but what do you want to say in response to what I'm saying? I've had comments from people before about like, oh, but that guy's like, he's not really playing what we're playing. Why do you want to play with him? He's not doing what we're doing. I'm like, well, that's the whole point. Like, don't you see? That's the whole point.
She grew up in Fort Collins, Colorado, with parents who taught her a lot about the music of their native South India. There were a few other Indian families in town.
Our families would get together and have big music parties and eat and sing and spend the day together. Like in India, when I go to India, it's the same thing. We get together with all our relatives and eat and take a nap and then play music and then have dinner and then play music.
She learned about Indian vocal and chanting traditions from her mother and about rhythms from her father.
He would make me keep thala in seven, which is like keeping down the meter on your hands. And so that was always my favorite one to do because it's kind of fun to clap because it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Those lessons from her parents come together on her new album. The words of this song, The Three-Eyed One, are from a Sanskrit mantra about Shiva, a Hindu deity associated with death and rebirth. As you might guess, they're kind of heavy.
It's talking about the immortality of the soul, and it's asking for the fear of death to be removed, which translates into the fear of us being separate from each other, being isolated. And so it's saying, just as a ripe cucumber is freed from its stem, but not from its immortal self, let me also be freed from my fear of death.
Bringi's mother noticed that placing this mantra over the same propulsive 7-beat rhythm that her dad taught her gave it something new.
She made an interesting comment about how I had transformed this mantra into something kind of exuberant and almost celebratory.
While she grew up steeped in Indian music, her parents also encouraged her to listen broadly and find new connections. She studied with some avant-garde heavies at Mills College in Oakland and found a new set of musical peers at CalArts in Southern California. One of her closest collaborators is Clinton Patterson, a young blues musician out of Georgia. He produced Bringi's new album and plays on several tracks, including the acoustic guitar on this one.
He and I have had this conversation before about how raga and blues are really the same thing. When you really sit down and listen to it and listen to the intention and the way that it moves in a particular way and expressing emotion and telling a story, even, it's really the same thing.
Even if the story is, as is the case here, out of the Ramayana, an ancient Indian epic. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York City.
And that's our world today from the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.